At the 2012 American Seed Trade Association Convention, I am visiting with Daryl Maddox. Daryl, I know you are with Endless Sky Partners, and you are also have been the chair for the ASTA Phytosanitary Committee. I know that that committee just met here at this convention. Help us learn a little bit about what the mission is for your committee.
Okay. Well, the Phytosanitary Committee of the American Seed Trade Association really works with APHIS, which is the branch of the U.S. government that does regulatory control for movement of plants and plant parts into the U.S. And we work with them to basically facilitate trade and try to address issues in the world where a country may have some pest or pathogen requirement, some disease requirement on seed, and it's prohibiting some of the members of AST from getting that seed into that country. And so we work, obviously, with the seed companies as well as our regulatory agencies through the ASTA to try to resolve some of those issues. And that's been a lot of the focus. Now, over the last 2.5 years since I've been chair and working with Rick Dunkel, who oversees the phytosanitary part of ASTA, we have been working on trying to be a little more proactive with some of these things. So instead of when somebody calls us and says, well, we got this problem, and trying to resolve it and work it out, is we're trying to find ways to put better standards in place so when countries are talking about putting in regulations, and countries have the right to put in regulations to make sure that their food supply is secure. But what we don't like is when they start putting them in without any scientific basis. And so we're trying to find standards where we address seeds separately, and we can look at seeds separately to ensure that seed trade around the world is fair and equitable and really doing what it's supposed to do, and that's provide a secure product to the world.
So after the meeting that you had, looking ahead here, what's the priority? Is there, you know, certain markets or areas that are you got to really be working on this year?
Yeah. There's always two markets there's several markets that are always challenging, and that happens to be Brazil and Mexico tend to be very challenging markets. There's always part of it is really just the way their governments work, and there's always seems to be a change of people that you're working with, so you're re-educating people a lot. They tend to be countries that really feel like they have to do more for their growers, and so they tend to kind of put regulations in place, and then you have to kind of talk them out of it, for lack of a better word. We also see, they crop up in the world every once in a while. Australia, New Zealand seem to be issues right now. We believe that in the future, China and some of the Asian countries will become more problematic. And what we're trying to do, or the next people that are going to run the phytosanitary, are going to try to be more proactive with the Asian countries and try to get them all on the same page as basically how the U.S. looks at phytosanitary as well as Europe looks at phytosanitary regulation.
How does what's happening with biotech play into this with phytosanitary?
Well, thank goodness we've kind of let biotech be handled separately because it's a whole different issue. But some of the pieces we put in for biotech, some of the stewardship pieces, some of the quality pieces that the ASTA has been working on with various groups of biotech, we've taken some of that same model and we've applied it to the phytosanitary system still.
So as you go away from here, the members, committee members, the staff, what's the next step from what types of maybe decisions you've made here? From the standpoint of what's the work of the organization, this is, I guess, setting some policies or direction. Now it's like, let's go get to work?
I think, we're not quite over the bridge yet with some of these standards that we've tried to put in place. We've made some changes to some of the international standards that have helped the seed industry with certain aspects of the seed trade. But what we're really looking for in the long run is what we call a seed standard, an international seed standard, where, again, as they're looking at seed for phytosanitary security separately than say, delivering a tomato product or delivering a fruit tree across international borders. We haven't quite got over that bridge yet. It's you know, we keep kind of getting closer and closer, but you know, it takes a lot of education, and it takes a lot of outreach to your stakeholders and the regulators, and trying to help them understand too and on some of these things. So the next steps is just really to get. We've been working on a regional standard, which the seed standard would be between an agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. And we were very close to that. We thought we would have that standard approved by that group in October of last year, but their board of directors decided they needed a little more information. So we've been working on getting that information to them to get them comfortable with where we think this is going to go. So we got to get it over the hump.
I understand. Well, thank you very much, Daryl Maddox, one of the folks that's doing the work here for the American Seed Trade Association in the area of phytosanitary, one of the kind of key areas for the organization. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.